And the first bill on the agenda is House Bill 5007, the Columbia River Gorge Commission.
Yeah.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5007 is the appropriation bill for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. The commission was authorized by the 1986 Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area Act and then created through an interstate compact between Oregon and Washington. The compact took effect upon ratification by the U.S. Congress. These actions established the commission as a permanent regional agency with responsibility for land use policy in the 292,000-acre National Scenic Area. The budget recommended by the Natural Resources Subcommittee totals $680,716 of general fund with an additional $40,000 special purpose appropriation to the Emergency Board for the Commission. The recommended budget represents a 13% reduction from the Governor's proposed level, but an 8.8% increase from the 9901 legislatively approved budget. The interstate compact requires Oregon and Washington to equally share commission operating costs. When combined with the state of Washington approved funding, the recommended budget supports approximately 8.5 FTE, all employees of Washington. The recommended budget includes a total of $649,056 for the joint operating program as Oregon's share of the commission budget. The budget also includes expenses for the six gorge commissioners from Oregon with an appropriation of $31,660. Assistance to the three Oregon counties for additional planning responsibilities under the Scenic Act is included in the Department of Land Conservation and Development budget. The budget continues the direction of expecting greater accountability on the part of the Commission by the addition of several budget notes directing the development of additional performance measures, more detailed budget information, greater emphasis on mediation rather than litigation, and cooperation with legislative oversight functions. The recommended budget provides an additional $40,000 for the operating program as a special purpose appropriation to the Emergency Board pending action by Klickitat County, Washington in adopting approved ordinances to implement a National Scenic Area Act. This provision matches language in the Washington appropriation measure. The subcommittee's recommended budget also directs the commission to focus efforts on completing the first review of the Scenic Area Management Plan as required under federal law. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 7.
Thank you. Representative Morgan, is there further discussion? Is there objection to the motion to send the House Bill 5007 as amended to the House with a due pass recommendation? If not, it's so approved.
I'd be a no.
The record will reflect that Representative Schrader, although he just woke up, will vote no.
I didn't glance my way, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm blind in my left side. And that's a serious left wing one, blind on that side. So, all right. If there's no other further objection, the motion passes.
You guys start. Don't you guys?
House Bill 5045. Senator Trow.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. This bill, as amended, would provide the Department of Education with an additional $15 million other funds expenditure limitation in 1999-01, this biennium that we're now living in, thereby enabling the department to distribute to schools proceeds from a March 2001 issuance of lottery-backed bonds. The bonds were issued to replace $15 million general funds allocated by the Emergency Board to the Department of Transportation rather than the state school fund due to the defeat of the gas tax measure in May 2000. The 1999 legislature directed that should these general fund dollars not be allocated to the state School Fund, lottery bonds would be issued to maintain the $4.811 billion funding level for K-12 schools that we all agreed to in 1999-01. During the 1999 session, the legislature did not provide the $15 million limitation due to the uncertainty of the need. The Education Subcommittee unanimously recommends that the Ways and Means Committee approve House Bill 5045 as amended, making good our promise to provide that level of funding for the schools. They've already anticipated that in their budget, so if we don't approve this, they got problems and so do we, so let's do it.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are there any restrictions on the use of these dollars since we're swapping out general fund dollars for bonded dollars in terms of that would cause problems with the local school district?
I don't believe it will. I think that's all anticipated when we made this arrangement that we would fund some of the 4.8 with lottery-backed bonds. We've already been doing that, and so I think that this is just giving them expenditure limitation to go ahead and spend what they'd anticipated they would have to spend.
The only question I have, Senator, are these lottery funds, are these part of the basic line roll-up costs?
I think so.
Sue? Ms. McGlashan?
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, actually, this funding was considered one time by the 99 legislature, so it is phased out of the budget for 2103.
It is phased
not
out?
Pulled up. That's correct.
Okay, so it's a one-time occurrence, and it's not part of the roll-up cost in the base
correct.
Budget. Okay. Is there further discussion?
Just a question, Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
Only this, and that is that if we're issuing $15 million worth of additional bonds, are there any restrictions or additional covenants which have not been included in any other lottery revenue bonds in the past? Are they substantially identical in their nature, the debt instruments themselves?
Mr. Chair and Representative Butler, if I understand your question correctly, you're wondering if these bonds are, if they're like any other lottery bond. There's a master agreement that the state has covering these bonds, and these would be subject to that same agreement.
Thank you very much.
Okay, is there further discussion? Senator Trowe, do you wish to close?
Nope.
The question now is upon Senator Trowe's motion to move House Bill 5045 as amended to the House. With a do-pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Other business, other bills reported out of the subcommittee, Senate Bill 461. The Public Safety Subcommittee unanimously recommends that the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve Senate Bill 461. Senate Bill 461 expands the number of customers that will be eligible to purchase fuel from non-retail facilities in two ways. First, it reduces the annual minimum gallon purchase requirement from 2,400 gallons to 900 gallons per year. Secondly, it allows vehicles owned or used by a business, government agency, or nonprofit organization to be fueled at a non-retail facility. Expansion of customers will also increase the amount of revenue derived from $5 annual fee assessed to cardlock users and should allow the fee to be reduced in subsequent biennium. Your subcommittee discussed the fiscal impact of the bill and adopted amendments that were approved by the chair of the committee that referred the bill to Ways and Means. The law changes are expected to increase the workload of the state fire marshal's cardlock unit, so the amendment increases the fire marshal's other funds expenditure limitation authority by $82,340 other funds. This expenditure limitation increase will allow the unit to add one additional staff person to conduct required field audits, investigate allegations of illegal dispensing, and respond to complaints. The subcommittee unanimously recommends approval. Are there any questions or discussion? The question now is the motion by the co-chair to move Senate Bill 461A engrossed as amended with the dash 87 amendments to the full House with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? Senator Dukes and Senator Duncan will be recorded as voting no. Is there further objection? If not, it's been so approved.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Trow.
Again, as in the subcommittee, I gave you a courtesy vote. I may be a no on the floor.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that. Other business, Housing and Community Services Department financial request, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Committee on Ways and Means approve retroactively the submission of a federal housing and urban development grant application in the amount of $400,000 for 2 years to build capacity for rural housing through the development of regional housing centers. The United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, believes that there is a great need for expanding the supply of housing in rural areas, particularly affordable housing for low-income families and individuals. Therefore, HUD is offering grants for up to $400,000 for 2 years to build capacity at the state and local level for rural housing. The Housing and Community Services Department has applied for this grant to provide seed money for the development of 3 regional housing centers in rural Oregon. This seed money would be used for staffing, staff training and development, development of program guidelines, and collaboration with other state agencies. There is no matching state fund requirement. Your Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends approval of the request.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Is there questions or discussion? Is there objection? Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm reading the LFO report on this, and the report is to deny the request because the guidelines for coming to the legislature to get approval for the request weren't followed. And I think that we raised this issue in one of the grant requests for the Oregon Watershed, and the point was made at that time that there is a process that these grants are supposed to go through, and there appears to have been ample opportunity in the timeline for this agency to come before this body and ask in a timely and correct way for permission to approve the request. And so in the interest of applying the rules in an even-handed manner and in the interest of making it clear that the rules are important, I will be a no vote on this.
I appreciate your comment, and let the chair maybe explain, because Mr. Repine, the director of the Housing Division, did contact me prior to the issue becoming retroactive, and I signed on the fact that the subcommittee should consider it. The staff recommendation was to deny because it was a retroactive and it did not follow the procedure. If there is anyone to blame at this dais this morning, it's the co-chair from Ashland for not having followed the procedures as set forth by this committee on retroactive requests. This was not retroactive when I was first informed about it, but it became retroactive after I informed our staff. And so if anybody is in error, I have apologized to Mr. Repine, and I would certainly amend that to apologize to this full Ways and Means Committee that if there's anyone to blame, it is myself, and Mr. Repine is not at fault. LFO recommended denial based upon the fact that they were under the impression that procedures were not followed, and part of the reason it was not followed is because I did not share my contact with Mr. Repine to them in a timely manner. So I understand why rules need to be followed, and I would certainly respect your no vote, but I want to also apologize to the committee because I slipped up. It's the first time I ever made a mistake in my life.
Mr. Kutcher.
Wow.
Senator Hartshine.
What would the effect be if this was voted down?
Senator Hartung, if this motion is voted down, then the good senator from Bend, the good representative from Scappoose, the good representative from Central Oregon would forever probably hold it against the co-chair for screwing up a potential project in their district.
Important thing is, would you hold it against me if I...
since I took my magnanimous pills this morning, mea culpa, I will not hold it against anyone.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Schrader.
I appreciate your explanation and would be willing to change my vote if it meant this would go down, but I would like to support Representative Morgan just to send a message.
I know.
And I'd be willing to change my vote, obviously, because I think the project has value, but I think it's just so the rest of the agencies understand we are still serious.
And I would like to also emphasize that this is not LFO's fault. Mr. Olson was following the procedure set forth by this committee of denying recommendations on retroactive, and I messed him up, and I messed this whole process up, and I have promised not to interfere anymore in any future requests.
Okay. Yeah.
Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, will vote no to deny the request, and I appreciate the comments from the chair, and if necessary, I will provide a modicum of swallowing what I think we ought to do to allow it to go forward, but I will initially vote no.
Okay, thank you. Senator Trove.
Mr. Chair, you and I both have been on this committee for a long time, Senator Yee has and others, and I do think it's a good idea to send a message out to the agencies that they ought to follow the procedure and not present us things that that they want us to approve without having given us not advance notice of that. But I do remember over the years that sometimes it's not just possible to do that, and a good deal would be given up if we didn't go ahead and do it, even though they hadn't followed those procedures. And I'd like us to have the flexibility to be able to do that. So I'm going to support you on this. I think that we want them to follow the rules, and it's important that they follow the rules, but sometimes maybe a mistake is made or something happens where they can, and yet it's a good deal that we ought to involve ourselves in, so we ought to give ourselves the flexibility to make the contrary decision occasionally without nonetheless letting them know that we don't appreciate it if they can follow the rules and they don't.
Representative Hayden.
Mr. Chairman, during this legislative session, I have had some personal struggle with maintaining consistency in the way that I voted on the various things that comes before this body. and I will draw the chairman's attention to our previous actions regarding other retroactive. I wonder if there's any attempt within this subgroup to establish consistency.
Consistency question at hand is only here by default because of the co-chair is inconsistent to apply the same rule and standard. Our LFO staff did apply the standard that is required, and it was the co-chair who, quite frankly, botched things up. This co-chair, not this co-chair. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. For the committee's consideration, I would just offer that at the subcommittee level, there was a very spirited dialogue that lasted over several days. And And I just thought that that might be a relevant piece of information.
And Mr. Repine did get the message on the retroactive aspect.
Sure,
so I would say in defense of Mr. Repine, he has been subjected to behavioral modification and it will not occur. But again, I assume responsibility. So the motion is to approve retroactive approval of the federal grant application to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Representative Hayden, did you want to vote no?
No, sir. I'll support.
I appreciate your consistency. Representative Morgan will be recorded as voting no. Representative Hill will be recorded as voting no. Representative Schrader will be recorded as voting no. Representative Miller will be, or Senator Miller will be recorded as voting no. And Senator Hartung will be recorded as voting no. Is there anyone in the audience who would wish? Okay, if not, the motion passes. Is there any more further business to come before the committee this morning?
I believe Mr. Schrader has a request of the committee.
Representative Schrader.
To be consistent, I'd like to change my vote on House Bill 5007, if that's possible.
Consistency is certainly admired, and Representative Schrader now request unanimous consent to change his aye vote to a no vote. Or no vote to an aye vote on House Bill 5007, the Columbia River Gorge Commission. You must be going to the Dells this week. Is there further discussion?
Yeah.
Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Everybody have a nice weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
Thank you.